This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, Tuesday. Oh, hello.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Vinny.
Last night, I took my kid out, and we went to buy her presents for her mom and her sister.
Oh, fun. Mm. Yes.
And just walking around downtown, and we're saying Merry Christmas to all the people in the stores, and she was just loving it.
Mm. Merry Christmas!
Like, oh, my God.
It's 1 week from today.
Oh, that is so funny. She's totally into it.
And they were saying it back to her.
Yeah, of course. They were like, look at this
cute
kid.
Little girl. Of course you do.
Was bubbling she wearing a little over. Dress?
No.
She is the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
No dress last night. But I ran her out pretty quickly after she got home from school because it was like, we got to get this done.
Yeah.
I don't have all day. And everything
Where'd
is
you
a
go?
Project. Well, we started in a bookstore and then we went to a sock store,
oh.
And then we went to one of the surf shops.
A sock store.
We did a lot of things.
What'd you guys buy?
Well, I can't say all the stuff.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Right. The whole surprise thing.
I'm thinking, what? Isla's asleep.
No. That's what she
the
got.
The woman, the wife.
Right.
Got so you it. Let her pick, though. She makes some good choices.
Yeah, I mean, I had some, there was input.
You had some influence.
I mean, she pulls socks off. Get these. I'm like, those won't fit your mom. I'm sorry. That's
They'll
not
fit
gonna,
me, though.
That won't work. So we had to, you know, there were some directives
right.
along the way. But yeah, it was fun. It was neat. And it was just, the Christmas spirit was bubbling over.
Oh, that is so cute.
So I hope everyone's sort of feeling that. Mm. I know it can also be the opposite, which is Christmas.
Well, it just, you know, you have to try to take breaths and shake out your shoulders and just go, look, we're all kind of in this. Like, every store we went to was a madhouse yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you went looking, too.
Debbie and I finished all our Christmas shopping.
Did you go
yesterday.
To Goodwill?
We went to Goodwill. We couldn't find what we needed there.
I wouldn't have thought so.
We went to a Ross Dress for Less.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, can I just loan you some jackets?
You know, maybe. I don't know. She found she needed, you know, look, they don't all have ski clothes.
Yeah.
So she's cobbling. We have some stuff. We got rid of most of our stuff. We each have like one complete set.
I know
of
for
clothes.
A fact I'm not going over the vacation. Can I just bring you the stuff?
Maybe.
All right.
I'm going to sit down with them and they're going to do an inventory and see what's still needed. I mean, we have plenty of extra hats and gloves. And they can rent most everything else, but not the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And pants. They need pants, too.
They
you can't go in your denim.
They have at least one. She's got a couple bibs.
They, oh, okay.
Look, they
bibs
were in
are
St.
Good.
Louis,
sure.
Right? So they have a couple of those. And so, you know, and then we have one extra shell. So she'll be able to put that over, you know, whatever long underwear or whatever. And it's not going to be freezing up there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Tahoe, so it's usually high 30s. In the best case scenario. It's been warm, actually. They say they got a little rain.
Oh, no.
It's going to be all slushy.
Well, we'll see. What happens a lot of times is it rains, and then it freezes, and then it packs, and then it's just like this. It's not great news.
It's not the worst snow, though.
No, good Lord, no.
I skied on the East Coast and was like, this is what you guys call good? And they were... This is great.
I never skied on the East Coast.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
It was icy hell.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is great. What are you talking about?
Funny.
Well, you guys.
Well, the snow on the East Coast is so much wetter than the snow
right.
is here. Like, here you can barely pack a snowball. Like in Tahoe, you know, you can't make a satisfying snowball or a snowman. Because the snow just doesn't really stick together, you know? It tends to be lighter and fluffier or icy.
You know, I talked to someone... about Utah. Have you been to Utah?
I have not, but I hear that that is the place to go.
They were like, first of all, flying into town, you're just right there when you fly in.
Right.
You don't have to. It's not a big journey. It's right there.
Right.
And the snow's a whole other thing beyond what we know of.
Right.
Like, they would laugh at our snow.
Right.
The same way I
like
laughed
it. Like, it's drier and...
I think I went to Killington.
Yeah, somewhere.
Killington,
Vermont.
Vermont, yeah, and it was just, ugh.
Yeah.
This isn't even a... And it wasn't even a mountain. It felt like a hill.
Right.
But whatever, anyway. Yeah, Utah.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I want to, too. There's actually a couple resorts that don't allow snowboarders. That's where I want to go.
Oh,
that's
really?
Just mean.
I know.
Why? Because snowboarders go faster, or they just cater to
they're
skiers?
They're just the coolest.
They just, no, yeah. They don't want any cool kids on the mountain, I guess. Yeah, no, they're, you know, they're, I find
radical.
Them to be in your way a lot.
Oh, like my God.
They've fallen
way?
Down.
Oh, please. Yeah,
they've fallen down, and they can't get up.
How dare you? You and your pizza skis.
Well, get off the green runs then. Vinny.
Oh, that's where I am. All right. Anyway.
Well, that's where the pizza skiers are.
So, yeah. I did that. And I also drove home on the coast and watched the ocean for a little bit yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was, you know, first of all, hype, you know. It was not what everyone had hyped. The 60-foot waves didn't happen.
You didn't see that.
But it was big, and it was when the ocean's doing its thing. It's profoundly...
Did you go to that Mavericks cliff?
I didn't go. I drove right past Mavs and just watched the other spots I know of, and the ocean was booming.
Right.
And it was something to see.
Bigger than you would surf.
It wasn't even surfable.
Oh.
There were no surfers out anywhere that I saw.
Mm.
It was... really messy and stormy and huge.
Right.
But neat to watch, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't... I would have taken pictures, but there was nothing comparative or
yes,
in the
you can't. Oh,
shot
waves.
To show you. That could be 2 foot or 20 foot,
right.
And you wouldn't be able to tell.
What about Ocean Beach?
I didn't go OB.
Oh.
I went out the freeway, and OB probably was... And there might have even been guys out there.
Right.
I don't know. But I just checked Half Moon Bay and beyond.
Huh.
Beautiful.
I see.
Beautiful day.
Mm,
sun
yeah.
was out.
Mm-hmm.
And the ocean was going off. And then I, you know, the missus wrote me and goes, I'm trapped under the baby. Can you bring me something to eat?
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
So I'm like
I'm
looking,
trapped under the baby.
I'm looking at the ocean and I get this rescue me text and I had to go make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, that's cute.
Is
well,
it?
No one gets it like the other person in the formula, you know?
Sure.
Right.
Like, I got you. I'll do it.
I'm on my way.
Oh, she's so funny. I'm trapped under the baby. That girl's funny.
Well, there's been... I don't know what we're hitting. We're hitting a cranky, you know, everything's in these phases. We're hitting a cranky phase where the baby's just kind of...
Is she like 4 months old?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's so, that there's a lot of...
You know, she's actually been a pretty good baby.
She has.
Like, you didn't get that, you know, the witching hour happens to every baby. Right around the time you want to sit down and eat your food, they're having a thing.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, yeah. I was thinking about Bryn saying how mean his baby is right now.
Oh, yeah. She's,
is that
she's mean.
Something like that, what Vinny's going through?
Probably a little different, because now she's understanding that people like her and she can use it to her advantage.
Mm.
So it's more of a spoiled thing, because my mom, like, is always holding her, and then she goes to my mom's side, and I have two sisters, and they're showering her with love and attention. So now she knows that she can say, no! and then we'll respond to it. But I try to just be like, you know, I keep my cool and act like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I didn't see
ignore
that.
The stuff you don't want and encourage the stuff you do want.
Right.
Sounds like maintenance.
Yeah. Well,
babies are
most high maintenance.
You are their slave.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
You just nailed it, buddy.
Manipulative.
You know, they are,
without even realizing that what they're doing is manipulating you, they're just like, oh, this works.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, babies. How dare you?
Well, my oldest is like, how come you're always wearing those headphones? Because I wear the noise canceling headphones.
Oh my God.
Anytime that kid starts crying, I'm like,
oh my God, Vinny. Christina must be like, Oh, you.
Well, I can't take it.
Yeah.
A screaming baby. It's awful.
It does get right on that one nerve. It's almost like that frequency starts to really be... Oh, there.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. A muffled sound.
You should get the whole family those.
Here you go, Isla, get Isla her own pair. Yeah.
Right.
So what did you tell Isla?
I just told her, Dad doesn't like that sound. And she's like, Dad, she can't talk yet. She's just talking to us. And I'm like, well, I don't like what she's got to say right now.
She's a little...
I'm not into it at all.
That's funny.
Sorry, buddy.
So you put the noise-canceling headphones on, and then you, what, pick her up and walk her around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wearing her on the front yet and everything?
Yeah, all that.
That's nice. That's always a good time. We used to have this little backpack, and anytime Riley was just being annoying, we'd put him in the backpack, and John would mow the lawn. And there was something about the movement back and forth and the noise, and that kid would be out. And then the backpack would stand up on its own. It had these, like...
Oh, get out of here.
No, it had like these little legs that you could put out. So it had the front thing that would loop over the top, you know, because it's on the back. And it was kind of solid, almost like a foldable one. And then you could take it off and he would like sit down on the ground and I'd get it off of him. And the baby would be
knocked out,
asleep in the thing. And, you know, you'd be there.
Oh, mine doesn't do that.
Oh, no, it was great. It had these legs that came out.
Wow.
Embrace the thing, and the kid could just sleep in it. I always wondered about their legs falling asleep. You know, it didn't look super comfortable, but he didn't complain. Well, he couldn't talk, but, you know, he didn't.
Thank God.
I know. Oh, my God.
I don't have that. I got just the regular Bjorn. So if the kid falls asleep and I can get myself seated and, like, in a position where... Then I'm good. Yeah. I'll just wait there.
He's trapped under the baby.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I always figured if I ever had a baby and that baby was crying to where I couldn't stand it, that I'd just turn on the vacuum cleaner. And that would, you know, cancel baby noise.
That's what you need. Anything.
Well, it's funny because a baby crying like that and something you just can't get them quiet, you literally, if you wear them and do loud business in the house, they will fall asleep.
They just
movement and sound. They're just like.
But look, I don't. Anyone who's hearing me say that and thinking, "Oh, that guy, I don't like it. I'm not into it." You know, I didn't want.
Do you tell Isla like, "Yeah, I used to put these on for you too."
Yeah, I do tell her that.
Yeah.
I don't tell her that because she doesn't even know what. Like, you know, I don't want her to feel bad. But, you know, she didn't have any control over that.
No, it's true. I mean, you do have to give it to a baby. They don't really, you can't talk them out of it.
But that screaming baby thing, you know, I mean, I'm glad there are people out there who are like, it's music to my ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. Good. Good on you.
You know, come over my house.
Yeah. I'm glad for you.
I got one for
that.
You. Yeah. It's your favorite song. Come on.
I mean, I'm not, trust me, I'm super glad so far, healthy, everything that you pray for, but I still don't want to hear a screaming baby. No,
nobody,
thanks.
Yeah, it's not, it's just never what you want to hear.
No, like I said, some people
just turn up the Christmas carols a little louder.
I don't. Yeah. Did you love it? You didn't love it.
No, God, no.
Right.
Oh, my God. I didn't love anything about babies. I mean, a sleeping baby in your arms, I guess, is fine, but... You know, by and large, it's just like, get me to 2 years old. Get me to when they can actually start, you know, they start being interesting.
And that's 2 years old?
Well, I don't know. They start being able to talk. There's cute things about all the stages, but, man, they don't really tell you this in baby school, you know, that it just, it sucks. And you feel bad about
it. She said that. Don't text me.
No, it does. Look. I mean, I'm sure for some people it really is music to their ears. And there are some people who were born to be mothers or fathers. You know, for the most of us, we have this sort of romantic notion about what it's going to be like to have a baby. But what you don't realize is, like, it's like the worst babysitting job in your entire life, and it never ends. Uh-huh. Like, it's just you're in charge of it. And God forbid, listen, I remember having that one baby and just not knowing what to do. Like, just out of my mind. And we had said, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had twins? Because then we'd just get it all over with at once. I'm like, I was like, thank God we didn't have twins.
I know, dude. You're crazy.
And thank God I had someone to share the load with. Like, every single mother and father out there, no one gives you the credit that you deserve. If you raise a decent kid as a single mom or a single dad, that was you. and good for you. And you did a good job and you did right by that kid because, man, there is no harder job. And they don't tell you that. They don't tell you how incredibly unglamorous, unfun, and how much it sucks to be a baby's slave, because that is what you are. It doesn't end.
The missus goes, she didn't want me to tell this either, but this was her thing. She wanted another baby. Yeah. I tried to talk her out of it multiple times, finally did it. She's got this. This is her dream. She's living it. But I've come home and she's gone, hold this. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
She's had it.
This, huh? She's like, don't ever repeat that. Right.
No, we would have bad moments. I'd be like, I'd be like, you wanted this. This was you.
Oh, I try really hard not to go there because I do know that's, she's aware. She doesn't need to hear me say, I told you so. Mm. She's well aware that I was like...
Well, and you wouldn't... The thing about it, though, is that you do love the baby so much. So you just... You feel bad for any sort of anger that you have toward how your life's been hijacked. And you don't want to guilt anybody else in it because you wouldn't trade it. You wouldn't say, yeah, take it back. I rescind the invitation to my home, baby. Go away. But it's, I don't want to minimize how hard it is. And if you're... headed to the hospital right now to have your baby. It's going to be great.
You're going to love it.
It'll be different for you. It'll be different.
Yeah. Our conversations were very frank, though.
Yeah.
I mean, beyond. I was like, you know what I really want to do? I want to go surfing, maybe travel a little bit, and have sex with you. That's what there's like the life goal for me. That's what I've got on my list of
you
things
told the
to
truth
do.
For once.
For once.
And she was like, I really want to have a kid, baby. Though. I mean, what about... Just remember what I told you.
Yeah.
Those were my things. That's what I want to do.
Right.
I feel like you're
losing all of the...
I didn't win that one. And it
game over, man.
Yeah, wear that hat.
It's nice to be free like a bird, huh, woman?
Well, I just... I thought for sure he would, like, satisfy the need with one, but...
I did, too.
Seems like no one's ever satisfied.
Nope, no one's ever satisfied. And you know what? I'm glad because I think that it's going to be...
Only children are the best, everybody. I just want to throw that out
there.
There
are nice things about only children, too, but there's something to be said about having to share your toys and to learn to cope with another person. It makes you a better person.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. And it's nice to have someone to turn to. You know, it's not all going to fall on Isla when you guys are old and decrepit and have to be taken care of.
Well, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the butt wiping's going to be shared between Edie and Isla. And Isla's older, so she's going to be the queen of
that's
all that.
That's not in my
sorry,
my
Edie. That's going to fall on you.
That's not. I'm not worried about that. But.
Good.
I do. She wanted it. She got it. She's living it.
What are you getting?
Laid last Friday.
Yeah, I did get
lack
that.
Lack of sleep.
Listen, you know what, Hooman? I'll tell you something. You would love to have a kid. Oh. You would freak
Hooman would be great.
The bleep
give me,
out.
Give me like two or three nannies.
There's a dark corner of your heart that hasn't even had, there's a light
dark.
Waiting to be pulled.
It's all light. Yeah. It's all bright.
No, and I'm telling you, when you, if you had a little Hooma.
Little tiny Hooman.
You'd be
a little Hooman.
He would embrace the crying.
He'd of course like, you would.
That
Hooman.
Is music to my
yeah.
ears.
Yeah, he'd be that guy. He'd come in and be like, I don't know what you guys are bitching about.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best thing that ever happened. He's in my pocket right now.
Right.
I just can't put him down.
I'm doing baby turd facials now. They're incredible.
Oh, God.
Baby turd facials.
Oh, I don't know. I mean.
That is so awkward when you meet somebody's kid and then they get all red. You see them. I'm like. Is the kid okay? Like,
they're just pooping.
They're just pooping. I'm like, great.
Yeah, you'll smell it soon. Don't worry. It's coming. It's baby poop, though. Doesn't even bother us. We're the parents.
Right. We love it.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
No.
You just say that.
Especially as they get old. When they start eating solid foods, you're like, oh, this is human poop. This isn't even baby poop anymore. It's like I'm just wiping someone's ass.
Hey.
That's
okay,
where I
everyone.
Am.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I want to say just really quickly as an aside, the first Johnny Mosley podcast is up.
So if you
can go to RadioAlice.com and just type in Johnny and you can listen to episode one of the Johnny Mosley podcast.
When you say the first one, where is that actually in what you guys recorded?
It's about the 15th one.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's more like the third or something.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
We're figuring out some kinks, in the beginning of
Is it the one we just taped last week?
No, it was
from
like
2 weeks
it
ago.
It was around Thanksgiving time.
Oh.
I found
that's
it.
That's the first episode?
Yeah.
What a miracle.
All right. So, well, there are probably, we think we've got four ready to go, and yeah. then there's maybe one or two more that can be cobbled together from the first couple sessions.
These better not suck.
They're not. They're funny. He's actually much funnier than you think.
You have to clean up the first few because Sarah was just filthy.
No, that's not
We didn't
not
realize
true.
The direction we were heading. You know, he has a certain demographic. And Sarah's just like trying to go for the crazy,
oh
you know.
Oh my God, that is not true.
It's like,
he said he wanted it. He goes, no, I want it to be like we would sit around talking. So the first few we did were like that. And then he played them for some sponsors of his. And they went, well, you know, we want our audience.
That Boston chick has a foul mouth.
They didn't say that. Shut up. Sarah. Oh, my God.
That's true.
It is true.
Well, don't worry. You're not going to hear it. I'm clean as a whistle.
That sounds boring.
No, it's pretty funny. He tells some pretty good stories.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, so that's at RadioAlice.com, the Johnny Mosley
podcast. It's at Radio Alice?
It is, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, Greg is stoked. He's like, yes.
Nemitz.
Yeah, we're in bed with Johnny Mosley.
Well, he is an Olympian.
He is. God, we've known
him. Oh, sorry. A gold medal winning Olympian.
Yes, that's right.
That's a big deal, dude.
Yeah.
It is. All right, so here we go. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. 1 week until Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
If the countdown wasn't on before, it is definitely on now. Back with Celebrity Trash right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.